We have a guest joining us here on our program this morning by phone. Fred Larson is the organizer of the Malvern Country Music Gathering this weekend, today and tomorrow. Should be a lot of fun with a lot of folks coming in for some food and festivities. Fred, how are you this morning?
Really good there. Really good. Jim, how are you?
Very well, thank you. You've got a lot planned this weekend, don't you?
Yes, we sure do. We got a good gathering going on here. It'll be our 18th year of the Festival of the Malvern Country Music Gathering, as I named it. Or renamed it 6 years ago. It's always been the Malvern Country Music Festival, but I call it the Malvern Country Music Gathering. And it started way back in 1999 with Earl and Ruth Smith from Pacific Junction, so they still help with the festival. Ruthie, of course, plays fiddle and sings. Earl plays a little ukulele and guitar, does all the sound work. Ruthie helped us with our potluck on Friday.
There's still really a lot of interest in some of this kind of country music, isn't there?
Oh, you betcha. Yep, the older songs, we always figure if we don't play them then teach them, nobody else is going to play them, so that's what it's all about.
Well, we see a lot of that at places like the Oak Tree Opry over in Oneida. A lot of, in fact, probably a lot of the folks that are going to be performing there have performed at places like that.
Yes, that is true. Some of my friends come from all over, actually, and you're right, exactly. Anybody that wants to have a chance here at this festival, also at this gathering, no matter what your talent level, is welcome to show up and come on over and join in on the jam sessions, or if you feel like you want to get on the main stage and do two songs or one song, whatever you want to do. I give a two-song format to each individual. If I have a band of quite a few folks, I let them do three songs, and people just sign up for slots, and they keep rotating the whole time is how we do it on the main stage. And then we have three extra rooms for acoustic jamming or electric jamming, whatever they choose to do. We have microphones set up and speakers. It does never get too loud, main stage or the jam rooms. And what the folks do in the jam room, they're their own boss in there, however they decide to do the rotations, whatever. And, then I'll grab them sometimes, bring them back on the main stage. The music never stops.
You know, a lot of times you see bands today, they pretty much perform with drums, keyboards, guitars, and that's pretty well about it. Nowadays, when you go to a gathering like this, you're going to see a lot more old-time creative types of instruments.
Yes, you sure are. Yours truly plays harmonica. That's my favorite instrument. As Joe Felisco, the famous harmonica man in his own right, if you look him up, Joe Felisco and Eric Noden, they're quite the historians of the old type playing and a lot of the train songs and so forth. They're really something. But he calls it a magical instrument, the harmonica. And then, yes, we'll have fiddles, we'll have guitars, mandolins. The carpenter's saw is played with a cello bow, or sometimes you can even play it with a wooden dowel. There's a fellow that comes, a couple of guys come to do that real well. Jeff Austin's from Plattsmouth and Frank McCann from over in Trainer, I think, is where Frank lives, if I remember right. And he's really a virtuoso player. A guy named Kenny, I always call him Mr. Bones. He plays the spoons. He comes from over there by Carson. Kenny Love is his name, yep. And at any rate, you betcha, a little bit of everything. We also have the Down Home Dulcimer folks featuring Fred and Dorothy Tekow and Marilyn Preen. They're actually the folks that used to be the Silver City Cloggers from Silver Creek Cloggers from Silver City years ago, and they're kind of semi-retired now at that. Used to have a lady named Sandy Viner that joined them, and different ones from around the area here. I'll think of another name here in a second, but they play some real fine music. They play guitar, mandolin, also the Lap Mountain Dulcimers goes back to the Appalachian Mountain music. Dorothy also plays the hammered dulcimer, which is a beautiful instrument. It's kind of a forerunner to the piano. They also play penny whistle and harmonica. My friend Jeff Austin from Plattsmouth, again mentioning him, plays the juice harp, they call it, jaws harp, however you want to say it. He does a little bit of everything. He's unbelievable. He also plays the bones. We have a couple of bones players that actually goes way, way back. And the spoons, the old-fashioned spoons or the made-up spoons, whatever you want to play, tambourines. We allow every kind of instrument here. Drums, you got whatever you want to play.
Well, you do have a lot of different stuff there, too. Fred, do you have to send out a lot of invitations to these performers, or do they just make plans to come each year?
Well, I'll tell you, this year I think I mailed out about 145 invitations just to people to remind them about it. A lot of the people knew, but something I started doing. Most of the time during the year when I have the pleasure of going to different gatherings around Nebraska and Iowa, I'll go and put the flyers out. And then I have a lady here in Malvern named Ruby Sims, and Connie Crawley, who they put flyers all over the little towns all around the area for me here, and that's a big help. And then I also have fortunate enough to have friends that are good with that computer. A friend of mine out in Aurora started a Friends on Facebook for the Malvern Country Music Gathering. His name is Larry Mulchek. He started that where you can go on and take a look at it, see what it kind of looks like. And last year, he's going to try to do more filming this year. A lot of people put that stuff out and take, and they actually put it on the computer, and they put it on their Facebook page or their, what I want to say, they put it out there for all their fans or all their club members to see, and if they want to go that route. But otherwise, I kind of do it the old-fashioned way by hanging flyers, passing them out at different gatherings that I go to.
You bet. Well, I see you've got stuff going on Friday night and then all day Saturday, but both days are a little bit different. Talk about Friday, how that's going to be structured.
Okay, Friday night we open up with a potluck supper. The doors open at 5 o'clock. Potluck starts at 5:30. We always put on the flyer, bring a main dish, a dessert, or a salad. If you come from a long ways away, don't worry about it because we always have a ton of food. And then we start playing on the main stage. Downstairs is where you come in the south entrance. The whole festival is held in this Liberty Memorial Building here in Malvern, 501 Main Street, right downtown. And I guess the building was built right after the First World War, I understand it. So it really fits with our veterans tribute for tomorrow. But we start off at 7 o'clock after we get done eating, do an open stage jam show, acoustic and electric, two-song format, like I said earlier, three songs if you're a band. And then if people want to go upstairs in the big gymnasium where that's another place they can jam, or if we have a Legion room upstairs that we're offered we can jam, or the room that's up a ramp, they're handy for folks to jam right there close to the main stage. But you can't hear each other, which is nice because it's pretty much soundproof, which is great. And we're hoping to make the best of the have a good turnout. Looks like we're going to have another nice one.
Yeah, so folks are bringing some food, having some good times tonight on Friday starting at 5 o'clock. And then Saturday, it's an all-day event. You've got all kinds of things going on. You'll have food available then, too.
Right, yes, food available. And actually, after the potluck, everybody kind of nibbles and what have you. But that's how that goes. We advertise 7 to 11, open stage jam show. But we never kick anybody out at 11. Every jam or session I ever went to, I always hated it when the 11 o'clock, okay, that's it, we pack up and leave. Well, you can't get out of there that fast without kind of congregating and visiting. That's what our music and our festival is all about, getting people together, keeping the music alive. It's kind of like a family reunion sometimes. Some of these folks we don't see very often, and it's kind of like Bob Everhart and Sheila Everhart's festival up in Lamar, as you mentioned, the Neat Opera House up there. They're in control of that, and they let me advertise at their festival. The Kennison family out in Wahoo that run their festival in June let me advertise at theirs, and, of course, I advertise for them also. Go to Bluegrass Festival out in North Platte, Nebraska, at the end of April. It's always a big event. There's never a bad band there. A lot of neat folks, all the top names, and just neat people that you get to sometimes even sit down and play and jam with, and it's a real thrill, all these folks that you get to meet over the years, not to mention all the people that love music that don't play, and without the folks that just come and listen, that makes it even more special, and they touch your heart sometimes when you play a song and they come up to you and tell you that they hadn't heard that since their grandma played it when they were little. It's just a special music, as I said to the my buddy there at the Nonpareil the other day, Mike Brownlee, did a nice article in the Council Plus Nonpareil paper on Tuesday. Music soothes the soul, and there's a lot of truth to that, and brings people together.
You bet. Well, and talk about bringing people together, too. Saturday, part of that day is a Veterans Day tribute as well, which makes sense this time of the year, so it's nice that you're able to incorporate that.
Saturday, the doors open at 10 a.m., and we go 10 a.m. to 5:45. The open stage jam show is what I call it. That's the two-song format, three-song format on the main stage. And then, like 5:45, we start telling people that we're going to take and get set up for the Veterans Day tribute. Starts at 6 o'clock to 6:30. We're running it. They're showing advertised. Sometimes it runs a little late. We go then, after we get done with all that, till 11 or later. I think we played till 2 in the morning last year. But I don't like to say kick anybody out. We just keep playing until we... Till we don't want to play anymore. And back to the Veterans Day tribute. We have the Sons of the Union Veterans Soldiers of the Civil War. I believe their organization, Mike Carr from over here by Carson, I believe it is, or it's Griswold, one of the two. But anyway, he's the commander. They're the sons of the Union veteran soldiers of the Civil War, actually direct relatives of these war heroes, and they do the color guard for us. We're hoping to talk his bugler into, he's maybe has to work that day, but we're going to figure out something different if we can't get the bugler to come to do part of our ceremony with that that introduction and presenting the colors. And then we do a bunch of presentations from the stage with all of our different volunteers, a lot of them that I've already mentioned to you. And my friend Laurie Erickson from North Platte, Nebraska, who comes down as the head of all the decorating. If you come in, you'll be amazed at all the things that she's designed and done. And you'll just feel really patriotic when you walk in the door, the red, white, and blueness. And we play the traditional songs of the old Civil War days, but especially Jack Woodall, a fellow from Farragut, Iowa, banjo man, played this years ago at Irwin Roos Festival. They play the military songs on his banjo, and it was just him. This is how it started out, and yours truly asked him to play with him one year, several years ago. And matter of fact, that article they did in the Nonpareil paper, that's an old picture that actually shows him up there on stage with my friend Virginia Hall putting the hand on her heart. She's a lady from the town here. Long story short, I got to play them songs with him, all five military songs, and this is what it's evolved into now. Last year, He wasn't able to make it, but I understand this year he's from Farragut. They live in Shenandoah. Him and his wife, Lucy, I understand, are going to try to make it, so we're hoping to get Jack to play with us again during our ceremony. And it's a real, real special feeling to be able to do that with all your friends. And we have some singing and programs. Hopefully you can come over sometime, Jim.
Have a good time there. Is there a cost to get in?
Oh, yes, sir, yes. We keep it the same prices as Earl and Ruth did. From day one, because we give all the money back to the building fund. This isn't a money-making proposition. I give every penny back for the Liberty Memorial Building Fund, City of Malvern. Donations, we show $3 Friday night, $3, $4 for all day Saturday. Children under 6 are free. And in the parentheses on the flyer, I think it says something about all the proceeds going to the Liberty Memorial, or Liberty Building Fund, but it's the Liberty Memorial Building is what the actual name of the place is.
Very good. Sounds like a lot of fun. Friday night, Saturday, so you got a couple of opportunities to get out all day Saturday, as a matter of fact. And that's at 501 Main Street there in Malvern at the Liberty Memorial Building. Well, Fred, thanks so much for your time here this morning. I appreciate it. Hope you have a great couple of days.
Thank you.